Text numero 6. Barnes & Noble is making a comeback. A massive building in Washington, D.C. welcomed back a former occupant this month that had been gone for over a decade. In a move that's perhaps more symbolic than business-minded, Barnes & Noble, America's largest retail bookseller, has opened the store it vacated in 2013. It's just one of over 60 new locations opening this year as part of an ambitious expansion plan that seemed impossible before CEO James Daunt took over in 2018. Daunt referred to the return to the Georgetown branch as a dramatic example of the ongoing revival of brick-and-mortar bookstores. Before Daunt's arrival, Barnes & Noble appeared to be on the same path as most struggling US retailers. Sales had plunged, leading to hundreds of store closings, as consumers continued buying from online retailers like Amazon. But Barnes & Noble changed its business model. It began prioritizing customer preferences over promotions and addressing a community of readers who engage on social media. Daunt's strategy was a gamble, but it's paid off. Barnes & Noble's new model of relying on the judgment of each store's manager has met with considerable success. Daunt also credits part of Barnes & Noble's recent success to BookTok, a TikTok sub-community that emerged in 2020 when influencers introduced new finds and shared book recommendations. The hashtag BookTok has over 40 million posts and continues to grow. And its influence reaches beyond its digital space, driving foot traffic to stores. Kendra Keita Gray, a BookTok content creator with over 100,000 followers, told CNN that she and her friends could spend anywhere between 30 minutes to a few hours in the BookTok section, where they trade recommendations and flip through currently trending novels. Barnes & Noble has also tapped into BookTok's followers by hosting community events, from midnight release parties to costume competitions. Stores are deciding to do events for their area, and we're seeing turnouts of hundreds of people for book releases, Shannon DeVito, head of books at Barnes & Noble, told CNN. It's really pushed a level of excitement around book releases that frankly hasn't been here since Harry Potter. But more than that, the rebirth of Barnes & Noble stores confirms the company's belief that there remains a consumer appetite for physical books. Like most bookstores, Barnes & Noble's main source of revenue is physical books as well as limited editions of books exclusive to the retailer. There is always something that happens that is supposed to be the harbinger of the death of books. But what we've seen the last 4 years is completely the opposite, said DeVito. Our future outlook is really positive, which is not something I could have said a few years ago. Adapted from CNN.com, November 2024.